This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Auto thefts are finally down after a surge across the state in 2020 and the 2 years after that. CPR Allison Sherry has more.
Colorado made news a couple of years ago when it led the nation in auto theft rates between 2021 and the first part of 2022. It was the subject of political fighting and sparked new laws because most auto theft cases are not solved. But now, those rates have fallen, according to the Colorado Auto Theft Prevention Authority. There was a significant drop, 21%, in thefts between 2022 and last year. One of the new laws funded some anti-theft measures, like giving away steering wheel locks. Officials say that helped with the drop in thefts. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The National Western Stock Show brought in more than 670,000 attendees this year. That makes it the 10th most attended event since the stock show began in 1906. The annual gathering wrapped up Sunday after a two-week run in Denver. This year's stock show was dogged by frigid temperatures and snow. The grand champion steer at the Junior Livestock Auction was, appropriately, named Frosty. He sold to a Colorado construction company for $185,000. The Denver-based company that owns the North Face, Vans, Timberland, and other major apparel brands says more than 35 million customers were exposed in a cyber attack. Stay here to learn more about VF Corp's attack on their data.